Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wamsgans. Tobin moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Tobin scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball towards center. Connolly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Connolly. McManus moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Severide moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-0 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wamsgans fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Severide moves to second. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Connolly. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to home to get Tobin. Foster moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster scores. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Sisler scores. It's 7-0, Browns. John Middleton now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Severide takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. McManus scores. Severide moves to second. It's 9-0, Browns. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Wood reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans now playing shortstop. Luke Sewell now catching. Ike Caudott now playing third base. Rig Stevenson now playing second base. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Middleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Middleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Browns. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Middleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Caudott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudott strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty pinch runs for Smokey Joe Wood. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foster. McNulty goes all the way around to score. McInnes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Browns. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. John Middleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Middleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Middleton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jameson strikes out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. There goes Connolly trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Gerber, who relays the ball to Severide, who tags Connolly, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Sisler steals home. It's 11-3, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Severide hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Ike Caudott. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.